On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Michelle McBride talks with Trish Taylor, Assistant Director of Athletics and Recreation, about transitioning from summer to the fall semester and athlete eligibility at Brookdale.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Hey, Trish, it's so nice to have you here with me. Trish Taylor, who is the Assistant Director of Athletics and Recreation. How are you doing?
I'm great. Always a pleasure. And always a pleasure to work with you and help here.
Absolutely. Well, Now we're jumping into the fall. Now, yes. What we're going to talk about today is, as we were just chatting before we cracked the mics, there is kind of an unsmooth transition going from summer into the fall semester, right?
Yes.
So we have, and I didn't even think about this, but when you kind of were talking about it, it makes a lot of sense. And we're bringing this up because I know that a lot of faculty and staff will be listening to this. And even though it is something that the students are really responsible for, it's good to have it in front of mind that you could help them out or know if they need something, you could help them with it. And that is eligibility.
Right.
So they have to show their grades and stuff like that.
Sure.
If you want
to, they have to be a full-time student, enrolled. Obviously, we check to see, you know, what their schedule is. We are able to do that. But, you know, it's just a difficult transition in that sometimes people come in and they don't understand the paperwork. So we have all of that in the department. They can reach out to our director, Katie Amundson, who is a guru of eligibility and will get you on that field, which is amazing. So there's just a lot of paperwork that needs to be done, whether you're a transfer, which is always different. We have to know every school that you attended, every single one. Some people forget that, oh, I just attended there for just, you know, a couple classes. We need to know that.
Right. You have some stuff like, I'm sure they would have to do some physical forms, consent forms.
Yes, we have that packet that they have to, we offer physicals twice a year so that they can do that right on campus. They don't have to use their own doctor, which is nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice perk.
So we put that aside, and our athletic trainer, Dylan Harrington, he sets that up. Paige Eckert, who is our administrative assistant, she takes all of the appointments, which is nice. So there's definitely paperwork, and we, you know, there's all different scenarios, which is amazing that you wouldn't think. And there's always something new, whether you're international, like I said,
transferring from anywhere,
exactly.
Right. And I'm sure there's some code of ethics attached to our athletes.
Correct.
They'll have to
photos that, yeah. you know, public photos. Anything from language to what's acceptable as a jersey blue.
Great.
You need to sign off on that. So we're all on the same page and we all want, you know.
Yeah, of
good
course.
Student your athletes.
Your team is helping out all the other teams.
Yes.
Now, again, we're mentioning this because perhaps you're a staff member or a faculty member who has an athlete. You know, it can be a little bit stressful managing both athletics and academics. I know my kids played all through high school. And it does get a little hard juggling that. If you see one of them struggling or if you see any issues going on, reach out, help them. Maybe they'll need some additional paperwork that you could help them get to Trish's department. Trish, if you could give one note of advice to a faculty member, what would it be?
Well, I think that, you know, depending on the faculty member and I don't know their structure of their class, but it's always amazing to have faculty members reach out specifically to the athletic department and maybe give an update if they notice that they are in trouble. We do have progress sheets in the office, and if anyone is open to filling those out, just to give us an idea as to how they're doing, that is so helpful to us and to the coaches to be kept abreast of what's going on with them in class.
Absolutely. And if I were an athlete, I know I would probably try to do some classes online, but you were saying that could be a detriment.
It could be a detriment because we did have a faculty member come to our coaches meeting in the summer and let us know that sometimes that's not the route to go because there is more work going online as opposed to coming to class. So that was one tip that she recommended.
Great. This team is transitioning into the fall, and we're here to help because, you know, Brookdale's all one team anyway.
Yes.
So if you guys have any questions, you could certainly reach out to Trish. And Trish, how could you be reached?
We have our my personal phone number, 732-224-2379. Come on into the office is best because you can get any one of us, which is in the BREC upstairs, second floor, 203. And that's where all of our offices lie. And our website is brookdaleathletics.com. We're also on Twitter. We're on Instagram, Facebook. You can catch us any of those outlets.
Perfect. So long story short, guys, if you want to help out a student or see an athlete that is struggling, maybe needs some help, needs some paperwork, needs anything, you know that you could help out, and they've got stuff going on too. So again, that's brookdaleathletics.com.
Right.
And we'll talk to you next time. Trish, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm London Ellis, a multimedia production major student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College, where here will get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.